the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, October the 23rd, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump buries a hatchet with former rival Ted Cruz. Also on the Tuesday rundown, New Mexico's voters face a tough choice over diversifying the state's economy. Plus, Florida environmental concerns prompt a new institute to inform the public. Topping our news, a top aide to Crown Prince MBS orchestrated the brutal killings of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi via a Skype call that, according to sources cited Monday by Reuters, the Daily Beast quotes a high-ranking Arab source as saying after Khashoggi was detained in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, his captors called Saud al-Qahtani via Skype. Eventually, according to a Turkish intelligence source, Qahtani told Khashoggi's captors to bring me the head of the dog. Meantime, President Trump said Monday he has buried the hatchet with his 2016 presidential rival, Ted Cruz of Texas, ahead of a campaign rally for the Republican lawmaker in Houston. The Hill quotes Trump as saying, "He's not lying Ted anymore, he's beautiful Ted." The Hill added, Trump said, "I like Ted," and asserted the Texas senator has locked down his tough re-election race against Democratic Representative Beto O'Rourke. A rebound in New Mexico's volatile oil and gas industry under the Trump administration is a major driver in next month's governor's race.
Democratic candidate Michelle Lujan Grisham has promised to deliver a renewable energy economy and 50% renewable production in the state by 2030. Republican candidate Steve Pierce also has promised diversification of the economy beyond oil and gas revenues, but Pierce, a former oil industry business owner, voted against investing in renewable energy while in Congress. Denise Foster with Conservation Voters New Mexico says finding new sources to fuel the state's needs is critical.
In this boom and bust cycle, we don't know how much revenue is going to come in every year, and that's why it's so important that we diversify our economy and so that it will affect every single person in the state.
The New Mexico Secretary of State's office says since early voting opened on Saturday, turnout has surged with more than 72,000 people having already voted in the November 6th midterm election. I'm Roz Brown.
There are more than 1.2 million registered voters in the state. Democrats make up about 45%, followed by Republicans at 30, and independents 27%. Social Security, Medicare, and health care are the most important issues for deciding how older Pennsylvanians will vote in this year's election. Andrea Sears clues us in on a new poll.
The poll conducted by AARP and Politico found protecting the future of Social Security, Medicare, and health care will be top priorities for more than 90% of voters age 50 and older as they go to the polls in 2 weeks. According to Bill Johnston Walsh, state director of AARP, older voters will be big factors in determining the outcome of many races.
50 plus is a large voting block, and they do vote year after year. And they're hearing what the rhetoric is down in Washington. They're watching people talk about cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
Similar majorities say they want elected officials to take action to lower health care and prescription drug costs.
Other states polled have included Arizona, Florida, and Ohio. On September the 30th, Congress allowed the Land and Water Conservation Fund to expire. Eric Tegenhoff reports some conservationists say the move has amplified voter concerns about the future of public lands heading into the midterm elections.
Amanda Wheelock with the Continental Divide Trail Coalition says while the environment typically takes a back seat to issues such as the economy and health care, public lands are especially important in Colorado.
So I think you see a lot of voters, regardless of whether they call themselves conservationists, out here in the Rocky Mountain West in general, and specifically in Colorado, that do really value the quality of life that public lands adds.
Wheelock says uncertainty about the Conservation Fund's future has created major roadblocks across the nation, including an effort to move a 14-mile section of the Continental Divide Trail off a dangerous highway near Steamboat Springs. Bills to restore the fund have cleared committee in both the U.S. House and Senate, but have yet to get a floor vote.
And finally, Tramell Gomes reports environmental concerns continue to rise in the Sunshine State. The University of Florida has opened a new research institute that aims to better educate Floridians about these concerns.
Florida's environment has been a large topic of discussion for the state's residents and politicians this election cycle. Now the Thompson Institute for Earth Systems at the University of Florida says it wants to make sure people are in the know about the latest environmental risks and development in the state. Bruce McFadden, a professor and director of the Institute, says the newly opened facility aims to protect the state by informing the public on issues such as storm recovery.
Does it really make sense for us to rebuild in areas where the sea level is rising or where there, you know, potential for tropical storms? And hopefully we can better understand how to act responsibly in the future.
McFadden adds that he hopes his research also will find answers to issues such as tropical storm development, Florida's red tide outbreak, and an algal bloom that spread along both coasts, injuring Florida's wildlife and tourism industry.
A $10 million gift to the university by a Fort Myers couple, John and Beverly Thompson, provided the bulk of the funding for the new institute. It's expected to share the research for Florida's future generations, including elementary and high school students, to help improve the state's future. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for Newsin' and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.